This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Yeah, welcome back to Money News right around the country. Now, this makes me scratch my head. Why would it be when we have a surplus of great Australian avocados right now that we would be bringing avocados in from overseas? Why would our big supermarkets be doing that? John Tyas is the Chief Executive of Avocados Australia. John, can you explain it to me? Because it's a mystery to me.
Well, I don't know. I guess you've got to really ask the retailers. But the reality is that we've got very strong demand for avocados throughout the year, and particularly from spring through summer, we've got really high demand. And so the industry's responded to that. There have been a lot of planting around the country. At the moment, we've got fruit coming out of Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, and Western Australia, all supplying fruit. Nevertheless, later in the year, we will get in a situation where the Australian supply at the moment won't quite meet demand, and we will need New Zealand fruit. But our issue is that right now, we've got plenty of fruit to meet demand, and there's a role for the New Zealand fruit in our market later in the year.
Is it all the supermarkets that have done it?
All of them will change over in time. The issue is that, I haven't been able to contact Aldi's, but I believe that they're sourcing New Zealand fruit now. I know that Woolworths has changed all their Queensland stores over to source New Zealand fruit exclusively, except for some of the stores in the north out of Townsville and some local suppliers. And I know Coles is planning to move over later this month, early October.
But why would they do that? It's obviously going to be price. It's got to be convenience. Is there any other reason why they'd be doing it at this stage?
No, the reason they're doing it at this stage, I don't really know. And our issue is that it's too early. And it's Woolies moved over from the first week of September. And I think one of the big issues was that they didn't communicate with their suppliers, and they didn't communicate with us. So it was a surprise to a lot of people, and all of a sudden you've got fruit that was destined for Brisbane Woolies going into southern markets. So, I mean, that's the issue, that the whole supply chain needs to communicate so that we can make sure that we've got the balance right between supply and demand.
And would an Australian or a New Zealand avocado be denoted as being Australian or New Zealand? Would I know the difference in the supermarket?
They should be, labelled. Most of the Australian avocados will have a fruit label on them, and most of the New Zealand avocados will have a fruit label. But in store, the display should be labelled as to the source of origin.
But what you're saying is you might not even get a choice in the store. You may only get the New Zealand avocado for a period of time, and until the supermarkets change the policy and come back to producing to putting on display the Australian avocados.
Yeah, well, that's right. Certainly in Queensland soon, all you'll be able to get in Woolies is New Zealand fruit, and that will change around the country. And you know, I understand that the retailers need to be able to manage those categories in the various states. The issue is the timing of that changeover. And while we've got an abundant supply of Australian fruit, it just doesn't make sense to be importing New Zealand fruit. And the other thing is that we really need the retailers to communicate with the suppliers so that these things don't come as a surprise.
And just a final one for you, is avocado a year-round fruit from Australia? If we want to eat Australian avocado every day of the year, we could technically do so?
Technically, you can get them the day of the year. Hass is the main variety. That's about 80% of our supply, and Shepherd is the other variety that's about 15% of supply, and it's only available from February to April. But that does provide us with a year-round supply. But we do have difficulty meeting demand around December, January, February, and that's where New Zealand does play a role. But also, as I said, there's a lot of new plantings that are gone in the ground in southern Australia, which supplies that summer period. So in years to come, we'll see an abundance of Hass avocados all year round.
There you go. John Tyas, the Chief Executive of Avocados Australia. Just learnt something about that.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.